off on the road to Rhode Island. We're having the time of our lives.
Take it, dog.
We're quite a pair of partners, just like Thelma and Louise. Except you're not 6 feet tall.
Yes, and your don't reach your knees.
Give it time.
We're off on the road to Rhode Island.
And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment's Family Ted in the West.
American Family Ted.
American Family Ted, yeah, in the West show with the Browns and a little cameo in the Tooth Fairy. Of course, this is 1480 AM KPHX. You can also listen on the 1480 KPHX app as well as online break. radioshow.com. And of course, this hour is brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair. Make sure your cars are in good condition this summer. You don't want to be stranded in 196 degree heat. Visit him at 3310 East Thomas Road here in Phoenix, or give him a call 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781.
And no Dave today. It's only first class and no class. Hey, be careful with that joke. It's an antique. Oh, are you all right?
No.
Eric rolled his eyes. No. That was Road to Rhode Island.
A very good episode.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
Great. And it is Breakthrough Entertainment's American Family Ted in the West show. Mm-hmm. I think we could do with just a show because the Browns are on the show. And so
if they are.
The show, I think we're yeah. All right. Well, we've got a special guest coming up in just a few moments. We've got attorney Doris Markovic that will be calling in to discuss this issue of person versus property. But before we get to her, we need to hear from our soundbite spotlight segment from some of the stars of TED 2. Let's start with a little bit of my girlfriend, Amanda Seyfried.
It's just such a good script. It's I hate to compare it to TED 1, but it's hard not to. It's a way better script. It's a way better story. I mean, it's hard to set up something like this, a guy and his teddy bear. It's an insanely genius idea for a movie, and it worked so well, but it's still hard to like have a real plot when you're trying to introduce this to the world. And because everybody loved it so much, you need to have like a real heart to the story.
I agree with her because the first Ted movie,
yeah,
when it came out, I was like, oh, that's got to be the dumbest thing ever. And then when I watched it, I was like laughing the whole time.
True. And then, you know, and I don't think it's a better script. I think the first one was a better script. I think it was funnier than this one. We'll hear see the movie.
You know how actors have to kiss butt.
Well, exactly. But she does have a point that, you know, it's hard to set up a guy and his teddy bear. Hey, Seth MacFarlane, I have an idea. A guy and his duck. Set that one up.
I wouldn't see that one.
Why? What? Come on.
Joseph and his pet duck.
Hey, you wouldn't have saw a movie about a guy and his teddy bear at first.
I know, but seriously, a movie about you and a duck?
Joseph and his duck.
Well, on that point,
rated R.
Jessica Barth.
Maybe Mark Wahlberg and a duck.
Hey,
that would be who plays me, you know?
There we go.
Yeah, and reality is going...
You're better looking.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Eric. 602-252-1480, in case you're interested. Jessica Barth, of course, plays Tammy Lynn.
And you're now allowed to marry Joseph.
Thank you. So Tammy Lynn is...
Put that flag down.
Ted's, you're the one holding the flag? Ted's wife, his new wife, because he gets to finally marry her. They met at the supermarket, right?
Great news, yeah. Yes. We're both working there together, and like a lot of coworkers do, they did their thing.
Exactly. So let's hear from Jessica Barth.
It's what makes it unique, and in my perspective, is that, you know, it's a comedy, it's a raunchy comedy, and you don't expect this really heavy subject matter, which it's not dealt with heavy. It's dealt with, you know, with jokes and you know, gags and things like that. But, you know, and the underlining theme is everybody should be treated the same. And it's nobody's right to say that you can marry this person, you can't marry this person, you can have a child, but you can't have a child, you're a person, but you're not, you know. So it's really Seth and they did a wonderful, wonderful job, I think, with this one, even more so than the first one. It has some weighted material going on.
And she does have a point that there is some weight to the material here, more so than the original one. But, you know, again,
she said underlining.
Yes, there's.
I think she meant underlying.
Yeah, underlying. Well,
she's blonde.
I think she's playing. She's in character there too. You know,
she is.
Yeah. But Mark Wahlberg,
Yeah.
Great accent. Great accent in this film.
Can't even do his accent. It's just so amazing.
No, I know. I tried doing it last night to like try and pick up women.
Were you spending all night doing it?
I was. Yeah. I was trying very, very.
Did you say you were the guy in Transformers 4?
The thing is, you can't do a Mark Wahlberg accent without cursing a lot.
Yeah,
you know?
Very true.
You got to use a few F. Scott Fitzgeralds in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here you
go. But let's hear from Mark Wahlberg about Ted 2.
We have a real cause here, and I think people are really going to want to root for Ted and see him succeed. And to see John find himself in a relationship that makes sense is going to work. And the story is just getting more and more crazy and more outrageous. The things that we can get away with because of the success of the first one are really able to push the envelope, but also balancing that heart. So between the heart and the humor, I think the movie's going to be much better than the first one.
And again, I still think that the first Ted is better, but you go see Ted 2 and let us know if you agree or disagree. 602-252-1480. Again, 602-252-1480.
And of course, Mark Wahlberg's love interest from the first one, Mila Kunis, was unable to return because she had Ashton Kutcher's little seed in her, so it took her away from filming.
Yes, very true. But, you know, and they do well enough with Amanda Seyfried in the film.
Oh, she's great. Yes. They're both great.
Yes. And we need to finally hear from the man of the hour, Seth MacFarlane. I think that he is a comedic genius.
He is.
And a musical genius as well.
Mm-hmm.
Seth MacFarlane, Ted 2.
As amazing as it would be if a teddy bear came to life, at some point people would start to see it as the norm. They would have to. Human beings are very adaptable and very quickly adaptable. And so probably fairly soon after it happened, people would be like, oh, well, that happened, you know, moving on. And we tried to keep to that idea. And we figured eventually the subject of what Ted's legal status is would come up. And you know, human beings are inherently tribal. We have a need to kind of put people into little groups to our own detriment, and you know, there probably would be some resistance to let a talking teddy bear into our club, you know, in the same way there's resistance to let gay people into the club, and you know, at a certain point in time let black people into the club. There's always that resistance. You know, Amanda has a line in the movie that where she says, in every civil rights conflict, we're only able to recognize the just point of view years after the fact. We never see it while it's going on. We always think this time is different. And so that's probably what would happen. So we try to treat it as realistically as possible. And yeah, he'd have to get a lawyer. He'd have to go to court. He'd have to fight for his civil rights.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, great stuff there. You know, not only, as you said, Joseph Seth MacFarlane being a comedic genius, he's such a nice, humble guy.
Mm-hmm.
And just one of the greats out there, just so fantastic to watch.
Yeah, it's too bad that we couldn't have him on the show today. Mm-hmm. You know, because I have a lot of questions. But we do have some great guests. Again, we got a teddy bear expert coming up.